Praise 100.9 and 92.7. Now presenting Community Voices with Ron Holland, only on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.
And a good morning to you. Welcome to Community Voices. I'm your host, Ron Holland. Robert D. Lasco is one of thousands of cancer survivors on the front line in the fight against cancer. The Lasco Cancer Fund and its accompanying website is aggressively attacking a disease that is as equally robust in attacking millions of people. But the commitment and optimism expressed by Mr. Lasco, supporters of his fund, and cancer survivors demonstrates why the fight against cancer will eventually be won. Well, Robert D. Lasco and his doctor, Dr. Robert Rankin Jr., are here with me this morning to talk about his valiant efforts. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm absolutely excited. I had just learned before we went on the air that Dr. Rankin is a producer.
All right.
I'm excited to hear that. Absolutely. Gentlemen, I want to get into this discussion primarily because there are thousands of people who are grappling with this disease, and I was so thankful that my colleague Eddie Owens introduced us, brought us together to talk about this very important issue. Talk a little bit about the compelling story that you have, because I read some of the information on your website,
right,
but I was particularly moved by your story. Talk a little bit about your diagnosis, how you ferreted through the information that you just received, and how it impacted you and your family.
Well, in February of 2013, I was had back issues, very much a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
My wife called 911. I was paralyzed, couldn't walk, couldn't move, couldn't even crawl across the floor.
Yeah.
And they rushed me to the hospital. Around that midnight, they found a tumor on my T89 called the plasmacytoma tumor. And that tumor, anybody that has that tumor, 70%, will be diagnosed with multiple myeloma.
Mm-hmm.
On February 19th, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. Never heard of multiple myeloma in my life. My parents dealt with cancer, especially with colon cancer, lung cancer, and brain cancers. We dealt with those issues,
mm-hmm,
but multiple myeloma wasn't. But in down the road, genealogy-wise, we found out that I had a cousin that died of multiple myeloma.
Right.
So
right.
Multiple myeloma is a blood cancer in the family of leukemia, lymphoma. Then you have multiple myeloma.
Mm-hmm.
That blood cancer deals with plasma.
Right.
So it causes bad plasma cells to start being produced, which affects your red platelets, and then it affects your white, and mm-hmm, then it messes with your immune system. Then it breaks down the bone structure in your bone, so
right,
it starts cracking and causes lesions.
Now, Dr. Rankin, the myeloma actually attacks the bone, as Mr. Lasco indicated, but it also attacks the bone marrow, as I understand it?
That is what I understand. That is my understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I am not the medical doctor.
Okay.
I am his PR representative.
Okay.
But I have been with him. Matter of fact, I was there when the paramedics came to pick him up,
mm-hmm,
the day he went into the emergency room.
Okay.
And I was there pretty much every day while he was in the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been an ongoing battle. And the more and more information that rolled in, they brought about a better understanding of exactly how severe multiple myeloma is when it comes down to getting into the body and breaking down the immune system to the point where, in his case, his body broke down to the point where he couldn't use his legs.
Mm.
He had to go through a rehabilitation. It was a very, very trying, especially the first few months from February going in, trying to get him better.
Yeah.
As you can imagine, it takes a toll on a person mentally as well as physically.
Right.
And as the doctors would come in and as they would run multiple tests on him, the information that they were giving to us was that they had to keep everything in a certain balance. Your body has to stay in a certain balance. And if it drops too low, then it causes a problem.
Yeah.
If it raises too high, then it causes a problem. So with the particular condition that he was dealing with,
mm-hmm,
it made it extremely sensitive,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
to try to get in there and for them to work on him. But again, it was something that it takes a special type of doctor to go in. Not all doctors can just go in.
Yeah.
Emergency room was not equipped to really deal with what he was facing.
Wow. Mr. Lasco, talk about the days following your diagnosis. Did you grapple with depression, a feeling of hopelessness? Because I know, you hear the news of this dreaded disease, and now this is attacking you.
Right.
Talk a little bit about what you went through emotionally as you dealt with the diagnosis.
When I was told by Dr. James Boyd, he told me that I had cancer. The first thing came to me was that fear. Death is one of the biggest things that gripped me. I cried. I had to come to some conclusions of where was I at in this stage. Mm-hmm. Because at that time, when I got this diagnosis from him, I was on my back. I was they had cut me. You know, they had operated on my spine and all that, and I couldn't even move nothing but my big toe. So I went on a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
And it took, I had my spiritual brothers, you know, ministers of the gospel. My therapist was on board. I had all that working for me during that process. And even to the point where sometimes they said, I don't have an answer.
Yeah.
So that's where you have to look at God. And I don't care what nobody say. That's when you'll know there is a God. That's where it gets real.
You know, I am 48. And as I approach the age of 50, you know, right now I am receiving these AARP applications.
Oh,
and it's always a daunting thing, again, knowing that I'm about to be 50 years old.
Right.
But you're also confronted with the notion of your own mortality. And so you were confronted by that. How did you deal with the specter of your own mortality?
It was more the time that I was in the hospital by myself. When I'm saying nobody was around me and I had to spend time, it was just me and God. It was nobody just preaching to me all the time. And, you know, I had my brother would always call me with scripture and scripture and scripture. But when I was by myself, it was more that communion with my Lord and Savior at that time. So that process was just off the chain because that's when, and I get to that point, that's when I had to come to some conclusions with, you know, if this thing goes to the left, you know, I know I'm going to be all right.
Yeah.
So that was the key to that.
Dr. Rankin, talk a little bit about the symptoms of multiple myeloma.
Well, the biggest symptoms I was able to pick up on from what the doctors were telling me and from what I was able to witness with him, one that he definitely already covered was the breakdown in the immune system.
Yeah.
For some people, I know in his case, there was no immediate symptom for initially, we thought he had just completely, we thought he just injured his back.
Yeah.
It was just, there was no actual symptom that showed that, okay, well, there was a tumor growing on your spine, and it actually took for the doctors to go in and, you know, run their x-rays and their MRIs to go in and actually see, because it's something that's actually happening deep inside the body.
And I think that's why it's so important that we have our annual visits with our doctor, because if you suffer, for instance, with anemia, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have multiple myeloma.
That's
great. Right. Mm-hmm. And of course, kidney damage and bone pain.
That's
now, did you experience some bone pain at one point, right?
I did, exactly. Especially when this came about, Ron, I had issues with sciatica back in the day, some years back before this happened.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, when I was having those issues, I was thinking it was sciatica.
Yeah.
We went to a chiropractor. I went through those processes until they kind of like pushed down in my back and things didn't operate right. Then the numbness of the feet, dual numbness of the feet, and the paralyzation came around. Those things start happening. And so I believe that pain and those feelings that I had at that time, I was thinking more sciatica than I would ever thought about a tumor on my spine.
Right.
And so when we found out about this, I was at I couldn't believe a tumor. Mm-hmm. The last thing I thought about was a tumor or a lesion on the spine.
Yeah, yeah. One of the interesting things when you read the information on your website, mm-hmm. LascoCancerFund.org, mm-hmm. You talk about your family dynamic. And as I understand it, your wife has been that rock in your life.
Oh,
she
yes.
has been steadfastly supportive of your efforts here. Talk a little bit about the family dynamic and how your wife actually helped you through this process.
My wife has been literally the backbone, the, what can I say, the secretary, the, she was just so, she pushed on everything. She had this book that had everything that happened to me. You mm-hmm. can write a book on it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so impressed when we got to UNC Chapel Hill about how she kept on with the medications. And that's one of the biggest things. You know, she knew when they changed the medication, the mm-hmm. date they changed the medication, when they started me on this other process and stuff. So my wife has been excellent. Sharon has been off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
She's... I can't say no more. I give her kudos. I give her blessings.
But I do think that one of the most salient things that come out of this conversation is that information is critical when
exactly.
you receive a diagnosis like this. Talk a little bit about that, Dr. Rankin.
Well, of course, when dealing with any type of disease, illness, information is always key, which is unfortunately the one thing most people do not have.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you deal with certain extreme cancerous diseases where people are not really that familiar with hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple myeloma is definitely one of those diseases. You could go into a crowded room and ask everyone in the room about multiple myeloma, and you might get one person
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to tell you that they're familiar with it. And that would only be because one of their relatives or themselves would have had it.
Right, right.
So it is, there is information out there about multiple myeloma, and that is what makes Lasco Cancer Fund such a big impact in the community. And that is why we are pushing so hard to really get, to build that awareness
mm-hmm.
for the Lasco Cancer Fund, because the Lasco Cancer Fund targets multiple myeloma.
Mm-hmm.
But multiple myeloma is one that, when it pops up, it's destructive.
Yeah, yeah.
So this fund is actually designed to tap into people's mind to say, okay, when you start getting these different type of things, don't take it as though it's a common response that your body is having.
Right, right.
If you think something might be wrong, you need to go and get more information.
Yeah, one of the things that that is so profound to me, again, going back to your wife, because I think the intimate part of it is when you have to go through that journey. And most folks confuse intimacy with just sex.
Right.
But we're talking about a journey with a husband and wife who realizes that this could potentially be the end of the relationship with regard to death and all those kind of things. And then she's right. armed with information. So now you're able to take that journey.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that intimate part of your relationship with your wife dealing with cancer.
Well, see, we had a quiet times of talk. I think the most intimate part would be when we were alone, and as you say, there was not the sex wasn't the key at that time. Was spending time with each other,
yeah,
and talking to each other, And I had my rough spots in that was that, you know, I had to, you know, deny myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it can't be just about me.
Yeah.
And we worked on some things. We had the opportunity to really look at us.
Right.
And we saw some stuff that we needed to work on.
Right, right.
You know, because, you know, when day-to-day things, everything's cool, we kind of push stuff to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this stuff came up to the forefront.
Right.
Because you have word unquote cancer, doesn't mean that all your other issues were resolved.
that's the truth. Yeah, yeah.
So those issues came up real quick,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and we had to deal with that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that was our process of falling in love again.
Wow.
Okay, and that was that process, because she always said, you know, I want to live every day with you.
Yeah, yeah.
So if it comes to that time that you go on to be with the Lord, you know, I know I was there.
And see, that to me is real intimacy. One of the things that I'm curious about is the moment you decided that the LASCO Fund needs to be launched. Take us through that particular moment.
December 5th, I was at UNC Chapel Hill. They did a fundraiser for me, another brother did. And then this other brother, Mr. Jenkins, and who's on our board, and Mr. Mike McElwain, mm-hmm. who's our pharmacist that's on the board, they came onto an idea that says, LASCO, they called me and said, you know, you're going to have a job. I said, no, I've been retired. He said, it's Charlotte. I ain't got no job. You know, the process is I'm going to be at home and just thinking about what else to do. And so they said, no, we're going to have a job for you. And so the birthing of or the seeding of LASCO Cancer Fund came in December, the spring of 2014. LCF was born. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that flight became LASCO Cancer Fund, but more than anything, multiple myeloma, because I had an opportunity to talk to Dr. Coghill mm-hmm. at UNC Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. And I made a promise to him that I would do all that I can to get this information out about multiple myeloma mm-hmm, mm-hmm. because it's a sleeper. And people got to understand, when I say sleeper, it means that most people talk about leukemia, mm-hmm. they talk about lymphoma. You mm-hmm. hear that? That's a norm. Mm-hmm. Okay? But you don't hear much about multiple myeloma.
Yeah.
And this cancer affects 2.5 African Americans.
Wow.
2.5. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be proactive. And by talking to my doctor, Dr. Mitchell, on yesterday, she said we as a people have to start pushing forward and saying, you know what? Let's look at multiple myeloma now. Let's put that in our diagnosis. This, even though it's not in your genealogy, mm-hmm. even though it's not, because they don't know where it's coming from. They don't know how, they don't know where it's coming from. Is it environmental? Is it genealogy? It just shows up.
Yeah, yeah. It's not a new disease. It's just that it is not as pronounced as we see, for instance, with breast cancer and the others that Mr. LASCO had mentioned.
That is correct. And I guess that is the biggest, thing, even especially when you're working the public relations part of something such as LASCO Cancer Fund, it's a heavy challenge, I'm going to say, to take on.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
is a heavy challenge to take on, because his mission, LASCO Cancer Fund's goal, is a very important one. It's not one to be taken lightly.
Yeah.
As he said, multiple myeloma is a sleeper. There are other cancers out there. There are other diseases out there that are affecting people.
Yeah.
He's not taking away from those. Mm-hmm. But something, multiple myeloma, pops up. And because it pops up, because they haven't been able to nail down exactly what is making it develop the way it does, then to have an organization come out, especially with the roots that this one has, being that the CEO of the company mm-hmm. deals with this, makes it just, you know, that much more stronger.
Yeah. Now, you have the Laugh for Life inaugural multiple myeloma fundraiser, and it's coming up on March 19th. Tell us about that effort.
That effort was, it came to where we wanted to have fun. We wanted to have laughter and mm-hmm. joy. And it takes me back to being in the hospital at CMC Rehab, where you're thinking that this is my life, this is where I'm going to be bedridden, etc.
Yeah.
And that's not also true for everybody. But Laugh for Life takes you from the bed through the just thinking about death and all, to have some fun.
Yeah.
So we have the ultimate host, Nuff Said Brown.
He's funny. He's
the
funny guy.
Fine man. Yeah. That he's going to be on there. Groove Masters. We got this band, Groove Masters. We're going to have some jazz and all that. We want people to dance. And mm-hmm. And we got comedians on there.
Derek D. Moore and Tyrone Burson.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes. I like Derek. Derek is off the chain. and so we wanted to say, let's bring laughter back.
Yeah.
Let's have some fun.
Because, again, in the midst of the diagnosis and, of course, the treatment and everything that follows, you can be mired in depression. You that's need it. Something that's going to lift you up, that's going to boost your spirits.
Correct.
Which brings me to the next question, and that is, the impact of your church family and how intimately involved they are with how you're grappling with cancer, even though it's in remission.
Right. The church family, which is right now, I can say all of us sitting at this table at this time, we come together with the Rock of the Kingdom and other ministries and other brothers, and what they do is they encourage us.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about this all the time. We don't talk about multiple myeloma all the time. Mm-hmm. We're talking about life.
Yeah.
We talk about living. We're talking about live day to day like it is your rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
How effective can we be?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're about. What can we say to someone to make them laugh?
Yeah.
What can we say to someone to take their mind off the situation? We had a young lady that called us from, she's 70 years old, out of Durham. We're walking with her. We're talking with her. We're encouraging her. She's been diagnosed with multiple myeloma. Is she scared? Yes, she's scared. But we encourage her not only through the word, but we encourage her about just, hey, it's time to enjoy life.
Yeah.
And we're going to get through this process, and we're going to walk through it with each other together.
Amen.
And that's what we do.
Well, we have just about a minute left in the show. 35 years from now, Mr. Lasko, a young man or woman is perusing the bookstore, perhaps walking down the aisle of a library, and they want to know, they want a book about surviving the odds, beating back the onslaught of a giant. And he or she picks up the book about Robert D. Lasko. He arrives or she arrives at the last chapter of that book about Robert D. Lasko. What would be the final paragraph of that book about you? What would it say?
Live. That is the whole key. Live. Learn to live and enjoy life. Not like the world wants you to live it. Live it like God would have you to live it. Tell someone that you love them. Tell someone that you appreciate them. But live, man. That's what I get out of this whole thing. I just want to live.
Amen. If folks want more information or perhaps want to help, how can they reach you?
They can reach me at LascoCancerFund.org, or they can email us at LascoCancerFund@gmail.com, or call me directly at 980-318-7456. I look forward to the call. Anybody want to talk about multiple myeloma? We have numbers that this thing affects 26,000 people. This year, 2015, they diagnosed 26,000 people will be diagnosed with multiple myeloma. Not only that, 11,000 will die of this disease. And so we're talking about 1% of cancer, 2% of death, and that number has risen from last year. It's getting bigger and bigger. So our job is to bring everybody to the table.
And again, I want to encourage folks to log on to the website, www.lascocancerfund.org. Dr. Robert Rankin and Robert D. Lasko, CEO of the Lasko Cancer Fund. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you
for having us.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll wrap up the show. This is Community Voices with your host, Ron Holland. We'll be back in a moment.
And welcome back to Community Voices. I'm your host, Ron Holland. I want to again thank Robert D. Lasko of the Lasko Cancer Fund and his PR representative, Dr. Robert Rankin. If you would like to help or assist Mr. Lasko in any way, please log on to his website, www.lascocancerfund.com. If you have any comments on today's show, please send me an email, ronholland@radio-1.com or ronholland25@yahoo.com. I also invite you to visit my blog for some insightful and provocative commentary, www.ronhollands.blogspot.com. Today's show is also available on our Praise Charlotte website as well as our Old School 105.3 website. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Community Voices. I'm your host, Ron Holland. We'll talk with you next week.
Thank you for listening to Community Voices with Ron Holland. For more information, log on to praisecharlotte.com.